91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Sam Norman. While not many details are being released at this time, it seems that Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi's son al-Sadi has been caught trying to sneak into Mexico. Winter officially arrives December 21st, but the time to be prepared for winter driving is now. Kurt Weiss has the story.
The snow is just a little bit late this year, but CAA specialist Jeff Lemoine says the first thing motorists should do is have four proper and matching winter tires on your vehicle. And sure, that is for traction, but according to Lemoine, there's more to it than just that.
The reason for that is the type of rubber that you use on a winter tire, that you'll find in a winter tire, contains a silica compound. And in those temperatures, that silica compound is going to respond best to the asphalt that you're driving on.
Lemoine says having the right tires will get you an additional 2 car length in stopping distance. There are other parts of the vehicle that need to be looked after as well. Elite auto mechanic Bob Prudhomme agrees it's very important to have a well-prepared vehicle, particularly in the electronic side of the vehicle.
Battery, spark plugs, the high-tension wires going to the spark plugs.
The changing weather can make any of those parts act up, according to Prudhomme. But the main piece of advice he gives to motorists is actually pretty simple.
Stay with the maintenance schedule. That is so, so important.
But sometimes, that'll get overlooked.
Strange, people will buy a little appliance and they'll read the instruction book, but they won't read the owner's manual on a vehicle.
CAA also advises all motorists have an emergency roadside kit in their vehicle at all times. That should include booster cables, winter gloves, a candle with matches, and more. Kurt Weiss, 91X News, Belleville.
Police have shut down all lanes of northbound Highway 404 at Elgin Mills Road because of a serious crash. The collision occurred just before 8 a.m. on Stouffville Road. Provincial police say a southbound car driven by a Newmarket, Ontario woman crossed over the grassy median and entered the northbound lanes and collided with the van. The woman has minor injuries and the 56-year-old man behind the wheel of the van has serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the highway will be closed for several hours as they investigate. Sudbury has decided to give Occupy protesters a boot after one of their tents caught fire. The Northern Ontario City issued eviction orders to the protesters Tuesday for health and safety reasons. The last straw came early Tuesday when fire crews were called to Memorial Park after a tent caught fire. There were no injuries when a stovepipe ignited a flap on the outside of the tent. As a result, the city issued a notice under the Provincial Trespass to Property Act advising no one can remain in the park or any other city park between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m., no tents can be erected, and no fires are allowed. As of this morning, there were only a couple of tents remaining in the park. The protesters set up camp on October 22nd. U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a meeting with Prime Minister Harper in Washington today. It appears the two leaders are poised to finally sign a North American security deal aimed at curbing the terrorism threat while making it easier for Canadian goods to enter the U.S. They are also expected to talk about the Obama administration's decision to delay a decision on the proposed controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Israel's official Holocaust Memorial says it has received its largest private donation ever, a $25 million gift from U.S. casino mogul Sheldon Adelson. Yad Vashem says most of the money will go to its International School for Holocaust Studies, which has trained thousands of non-Jewish educators from dozens of countries. Yad Vashem chairman Avner Shelev said Wednesday the gift will give a tremendous boost to educational programs that have become vital to preserving the memory of the Holocaust. Billionaire Adelson, the chairman and chief executive officer of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation and one of the world's richest men, is one of Israel's largest benefactors. He also owns a leading daily newspaper, Israel Hayom, which is distributed in Israel for free. Syria's president denies that he ordered a deadly crackdown on what has become a nearly nine-month-old civilian uprising against his rule. In a rare interview with ABC's Barbara Walters airing today, Bashar Assad claimed most of the people who died in the unrest were his own supporters and troops. Walters is in Damascus and says the capital seems unaffected by the country's upheaval.
The markets are filled with food, people are sitting outside having coffee, and in Damascus it's like business as usual. Business is lousy, but life goes on an hour away, people are being killed.
Assad maintains he did not give a command to kill or be brutal. Protesters vowed to return to the Congolese embassy in Ottawa today to continue their demonstration over that country's elections. The protesters say they're rallying against Canada's lack of action on what they say are corrupt elections in Congo. The group is demanding Canada and other countries investigate the election results. Ottawa police deployed pepper spray to disperse the crowd outside the embassy yesterday afternoon and arrested three people. Another female RCMP officer is accusing the force of harassment. Corporal Elizabeth Coter has filed a lawsuit in BC Supreme Court. The suit names the province's Solicitor General, the Attorney General of Canada, and three members of the Mountie E Division as defendants. Coter says she was subjected to an atmosphere of fear and control while working with a drugs and organized crime unit in British Columbia. Hamilton police have released a surveillance video as they investigate an incident at a downtown mosque. The 90-second video shows a black car pulling into the mosque parking lot and a man getting out of the passenger seat and walking to the front door. He's next seen getting back into the car about 15 seconds later before it drives off. The man is believed to have posted a cartoon at the entrance, which was found on Sunday by members arriving for a prayer service. Police aren't saying what the cartoon depicted, however, they are asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. That's 91X News at 12:05. Tim Baer has sports next.
I love my hair, and that's why I want to take care of it. At Amain Affair, they understand that and pamper their customers with the best hair care. With top quality products from Redken and expert stylists, it's easy to find a new style or even make your style better. Visit amainaffair.ca for more info and book your appointment by calling 613-962-2159. Because
at Amain Affair, your hair is their passion.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Baer with 91X Sports. The highest scoring team in the Ontario Junior Hockey League proved they can win the defensive battles as well. Kent McPherson scored 2 minutes and 24 seconds into overtime as the Trenton Golden Hawks beat the Whitby Fury 1-0. Spencer Finney had 24 saves for the shutout. The Hawks now have the outright lead for first place in the OJHL and widen their lead in the East Division by 8 points over the Coburg Cougars. The Hawks are off until Friday night when they host the Kingston Voyageurs. It's deja vu all over again for the Napanee Raiders. Nick Pascal and Brody Taylor had 3 points each for the Amherstview Jets as they flew past the Raiders by a score of 7-3. The Jets have outscored the Raiders by a score of 14-8 in their last 2 games, both Jets wins. The Raiders continue to struggle this season. 1 year since finishing first, the Raiders sit at the bottom of the Empire B standings. They'll get one more shot at moving up when they travel to Picton tomorrow night. He's brash, he's brutally honest, he's Rich Whitfield, the new bench boss for the Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team. Ryan Dickinson has the story.
Whitfield's no-nonsense attitude has many on Loyalist campus giddy with anticipation. Others question whether he's the right guy for the job. Third-year Lancers guard Damone Donaldson welcomes Whitfield's demanding expectations.
With Coach Whitfield, he's hungry. He wants it. He has the desire to be the best. He's trying to win a championship. If you don't want to win, the door is right there.
What a lot of people don't see in Whitfield is that he has a pretty good sense of humor.
Gritchie's a pretty smooth dancer. Yeah, he has a couple moves. I've seen him doing a couple, you know, robotics and moonwalks.
The engaged Whitfield has a 2-year-old daughter, Jamie, and a second child due in February.
I love basketball. It's my passion. I love my family. They're my life.
The 37-year-old once had aspirations of playing in the National Basketball Development League, but major sprains and small fractures in his left ankle spoiled any chances of pursuing the game professionally. Whitfield played a total of 5 years in Kingston, Ontario at the Royal Military College and St. Lawrence College, where he was 2000-2001 Rookie of the Year. He has coached at the club and high school levels and was an assistant coach at the Royal Military College for a year. Loyalist Athletics Director Jim Buck likes the direction in which the 4-5 Lancers are headed.
We've lost a couple players that I think would have could make a difference between, you know, getting into the playoffs and not getting there, but I think Rich has, you know, got sort of a long-term plan with the program, not just for this year, but for the next few years, and I think he's made big steps already in terms of the kids that he's recruited and sort of the caliber of play.
With the discipline Whitfield brings to the team, who knows? Maybe the Lancers will be moonwalking their way to a championship. Ryan Dickinson, 91X Sports.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, mainly cloudy with a high of +2. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy later in the evening. Wind becoming west, 10-20 kilometers an hour overnight with a low of +1. Thursday, mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy late in the evening with a wind west, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light early in the morning. High of +3. Friday, snow or rain, low +1 and high of +2. At 12:09, it's 2 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer, and news is next at 1.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.
Belleville.